The collapse of Enron affected thousands of employees and stunned Wall Street. At its peak, Enron's stock was trading at over $90 per share. But by the time Enron declared bankruptcy in late 2001, its share price was about 25 cents. Enron shareholders lost $75 billion in the years before its bankruptcy, with nearly $50 billion attributed to the fraud. Enron was forced to hold auctions to liquidate assets, including its pipelines and even art and photographs. Nearly $70 billion of the liquidated assets went to the creditors, who had first rights. However, aside from a minimal severance, there was nothing remaining for Enron employees and shareholders. The havoc wreaked by Enron's collapse led to new regulations and legislation that were designed to promote the accuracy of financial reporting for publicly held companies. In July of 2002, President George W. Bush signed into law the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, which greatly increased the consequences of destroying, altering, or fabricating financial statements in any attempt to defraud shareholders. This act also established the Public Company Accounting Oversight Board and created standards for auditor independence, corporate accountability, and enhanced financial disclosures. These new measures are important mechanisms to identify and terminate the loopholes that companies had previously used as ways to avoid accountability.